Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef, and to the continued before Shleimah of David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem, and we left off at the very bottom of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Planes are not so good when you already have like half the voice lost beforehand. We left off at the very bottom with the words Onas Shoshah Batzitzo. This morning's learning is dedicated also Le'ili Nishmas Shmuel David Ben Yecheskel. That's my good friend Charlie Weisinger, my classmate from Eretz Yisrael. Charlie Weisinger, formerly of Tinek, his father's yard said this morning. We thank you very much for sponsoring this year Le'ili Nishmas, his father Shmuel David Ben Yecheskel. Let's pick it up. It's great to be back in person. It's not so great to be leaving Eretz Yisrael. We even got Naftali Eitan Meir. Eitan Naftali Meir, sorry. Eitan Naftali Meir is in the back seat over there. You can't hide from me over there. I see you over there, Eitan Naftali Meir. Can't hide. Great to see you. Anyway, good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yerachmiel Shmuel, Gershon Eitan, Shlomo David, Mordechai, Chanach Chanach, Rav Dov Ben Yon, Ben Shneir Zalman Dunn, Jeremy, Tzvika, and Eitan Naftali Meir. Great to have everybody with us this morning. It's not so great to be back in Woodmere, but if you're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael, then it's great to be back in Woodmere. Anyway, but really special. The time we had there, I'm so happy to the Chever for joining in, that we're able to keep up the Kviyas over Zoom, Baruch Hashem for Zoom. And now we're back in person here, and still on Zoom for some other people. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. So we know there's a halacha that ones is shose ba'atzitzo. I saw the Mefarshim say, atzitzo, like an atzitz nakuv. What's atzitzo? Apparently an atzitz is like a toilet bowl. That's what they used to use that for. An atzitz they used to use. That's why all you could do with it was plant after it was used for that. You weren't going to drink water out of it. So that's why it's atzitz nakuv, atzitz shena nakuv, and shas use the plant. So they use a lashon of ones is shose ba'atzitzo. After you mess this girl up by raping her, you have to like drink from your own toilet. That's the pshat. You mess the girl up, she's like an atzitz. So an ones is shose batzitzo. That's why the language is. Anyway, all it means is that he has to marry her. That's all it means. It's shose batzitzo. Funny, he has to drink from his own toilet bowl water. It's wild. Anyway, ones shose batzitzo, says the Gemara. Avali Ravim Parzakia L'Rav. Michti, Migmar Gamri Me'adadi. We know that ones and mefata, we have a gzera shava. Either it's from Asher Lo or Rasa, or it's from Besula, we had in the other daf. So why don't we compare them for this also? Very strong kasha. We know the rules of ones and mefata usually play by the same rules. So how come when it comes to this, an ones has to marry the girl we rape, but the mefata, if he doesn't want to marry her, he doesn't have to marry her. Why don't we compare them for this halach also? Amar Kodmas is spiritual pasuk by Mefata, Mahor Yimharena Lo Isha Lo Midaito. That no, Mahor Yimharena Lo, she gets married to him. By the fact that this Torah is stressing that she gets married to him, that's trying to show that he has the rights to decide if he doesn't want to marry her. It's got to be a marriage that he's okay with. We don't force him to marry her against his will. Says the Gemara. Keitzat Shosa Batzitzo. So the Mishnah said, however, if they're prohibited mitzad erva, then we don't force them to marry. So the Gemara is going to ask, what about asei docha los asei? Why don't you say the asei of marrying her, velosia leisha, should overcome velos asei of mamzeres? Why don't you say asei docha los asei? Anyway, says the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. Keshes of atzitza nimsa erva. The Mishnah said if there was an erva involved, he doesn't marry her. Ask the Gemara. Amar of Kahana, Rishla Shemaita Kamei, the Rav Zvid Minar, Nesi Ase of Elosi Elisha, of Nid Chalos Ase of marrying a Mamzeres.
Right.
It's a curse because we wouldn't say Ase Do Chalos Ase Shish Bakars. Right, so we're talking about Mamzeres, only a lav. Amar Li, Hecha, I'm reading Nesi Ase, with Nid Chalos Ase, he could go Mila Bataras, the Le'efshu Lekumila Ase. When do we say Ase Do Chalos Ase? Let's say you have a baheres, saras, on your makom amila, and the Torah says there's a mitzvah of having a bris mila. So the aseh of mila pushes away the los aseh of of cutting off the Baharis. Now, the Rishonim point out over here, it's not really a good example because cutting the Baharis is both an asay and a los asay. It says, Yishomer b'nega atzaraz. It's an asay also. And usually we have a rule, asay is not docha los asay v'asay. So the Gemara chose a bad example of this because you wouldn't say asay docha los asay over there. I'll have to see. We'll get to that in a minute. But anyway. It's also, bris is an asay. Yeah, but that's, so what? That should even be more of a reason why you should say.
Right, but they sound like the example of Losi Elisha, which is just an asay. It's just an asay greater.
Right, that's true. Again, but okay, fine. I hear what you're saying. So, so when do we say b'mila b'tzaras? The low efshe l'kumel asay. Because the only way to be mekayim this asay is through violating the los asay. There's no other way. You have to cut it off. However, avahacha, but here, this asay, if she says, I don't want you to marry me, the asay doesn't exist. Now, there's different ways to read this line of the Gemara, but they all boil down to the same thing. At the end of the day is, the asay does not apply across the board. If the girl says, I don't want to marry him, then he no longer has an asay. So it's only like sort of a conditional type of asay. So we don't say asay docha los asay by a low level asay, which is just a conditional asay, which does not apply across the board. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara seems to imply that asay docha los applies to mitzaras. However, Tosis over here in Divrei Maschil, Kigon, in this Divrei Maschil, Kigon, take a look. I'm going to tell you, Delisimana ba'alma nakte, Daba kotis ba'herter, asay velos asay. Like it says in Rabbi Lezer Demila in Shabbos, L'lash and Echad, HaKazim B'Svarim. When we hasm lo yafin about the leis haseh v'dach lo saseh v'aseh. The Malinish came v'nichshu alei yud gimel brisos. El ikar milsam v'kilayim b'tzitzis. That's really the source. Aseh doch alo saseh is really from kilayim b'tzitzis. Aye, fractosis, kilayim b'tzitzis, efshel l'kayim shneim. If you make the whole talus of wool, if the whole talus of wool, so then you're not going to have shadness. So it's also efshar l'kayim shneim. Omri, the metal shall pishton e efshar l'kayim shneim. Well, if the towel is made of flax, then you have to have wool since it's got to be shadness. Okay. It's a long toast. Got a lot to talk about. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Mishnah. New Mishnah. Now, when you first read this mission, it sounds like it's talking about an orphan who got engaged and divorced. But the Gemara is going to explain that's not what it means. It means an orphan, an orphan. That's one case. Another case is a girl's not an orphan who got engaged and divorced. Two separate cases. So Yisoma and a girl, Shinasarasavinishkasha, the common denominator of these two women is they're no longer in the father's rishus. We'll see. In yesterday's daf, we had three machlokas. Nisarasav and Nisgarsha. Is it knasa la'atzma? Is it knasa la'via? Or she gets no knas at all? Three shittas we saw. This mishnah is assuming, we'll see, that that it's knasa la'atzma. We'll see. So, Yisoma v'she nisarasav and Nisgarsha, Rabbi Elazar Omer ha'ones chayev ha'mefata pater. So onus is chayiv, of course the knas goes to the dad. Now, so Yisoma doesn't have a dad. So, right. So Belazar says, if you rape her, you have to pay the knas to her. And the mefata is pater, because since it's going to her, there is no chayiv knas, because she was mochel, seduction. In a case where she has a dad, so the knas goes to the dad, even by seduction. But in the case of where the knas goes to her, she doesn't have a dad, or she's no longer in the dad's rishus, then there is no knas, because it's supposed to go to her, but she did this willingly. She's meichel on the knas. So therefore, there's no knas, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Barachan and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amorah. Rabbi Lazar said this in the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi. Da'ama, we said before, by a case of Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, where a girl was engaged and divorced, she's no longer in dad's rishus. So therefore, yesh la knas uknas la'atzma. So by ones, yes. By mefata, lo. Because since she agreed to it, so there's no knas. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know Rav Elezer is going like Rabbi Akiva? Midiktani Yisoyma, Rav Elezer over Honus Chayim Fatim Potter. Yisoma, Pshita! Obviously there's no knas for Yisoma. The knas usually goes to the dad. And certainly if she was seduced, it goes to her herself. So it's obvious. Why do we need this? So then, so obviously she's Potter. There's no knas in this case. She agreed. Ella, hakamash malon, dinarish and sasim, this gasha, ki is soma. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That a nara who got engaged and divorced, she's no longer in dad's rishus for the knas. She's like a yisoma. Ma yisoma la'atzma, afnarish and sasim, this gasha la'atzma. It's like one of the three shittas in Rabbi Akiva that we said, I'm sorry, one of the two shittas in Rabbi Akiva, one of the three shittas overall. Rabbi Yossi, I think it was Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, or was Rabbi Yossi, I forgot already. Rabbi Yossi said that there's no knas at all. Rabbi Akiva said she has a knas and a knas al atzma, or the version of Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa was she has a knas and knas al lavia. So this is going like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that yesh la knas or knas al atzma. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Ashel, Amar Rabbi Amnuna, Saba, Amar Rabbi Barav, Amar Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar. Kari Rav Aleid Rabbi Lazar, Tuvaino d'chachime. Rav said of Rabbi Lazar, he was the greatest of the wise men. Why did he call him that? Because he paskin like the right version of Rabbi Akiva. Why is this the right version of Rabbi Akiva? Because there's a svara. The svara is, just like by Yisoma, we say v'nasan lavia nara, Yesh la'av la'viyah, in la'av la'atzma, so to asher lo orasa is la'aviyah, ha'orasa is la'atzma. That's why he called him Tovina de'chachime, because they like this drush, it makes sense to say. Just like by, if she has a father, it goes to her father. If she doesn't have a father, it goes to her herself, and therefore by mefata there's nothing. So too, if she got engaged. If she got engaged, if she's not engaged, it goes to the dad. If she got engaged, it goes to her. So by Mefata, there's no chiyuv at all. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now, we learned earlier that in addition to knas, if you rape the girl, there's boshes, upegam, and tsar. And if it's seduction, there's only boshes, upegam, but no tsar. That we learned in yesterday's daf. For those who are able to follow my recording on the plane as they were literally closing the door, whatever. For some reason, God bless LL, they have four people checking in 1,000 people in the airport. Literally, four people. So you stand on line. I came 3 hours before the flight. You stand on line inside for 2.5 hours. At the end, somebody got me to go check in by the King David. Otherwise, I would have still been standing there. And then you have to stand in another. It's crazy. It's like it's not a. It's just they don't have enough people. I think they lost all the people in COVID, and nobody came back to work. Like no, here nobody came back to shul. There in LL, nobody came back to work in the airport. Anyway, so Ezu Boshes. So what's Boshes? Hakolufiyam Vayishon Misbayish. The Rishonim, Tosis, and Rashi explain over here. This means that if it's an average person, so then you pay Boshes. But if it's somebody who, it all depends how much money it is. Because we're going to see in the Gemara, boshes is how much a person would pay not to have this embarrassment happen to. What?
Both the mefata and the onus?
Yes, they both pay boshes because she's embarrassing her father. That's the issue. And so if it's a person who's a very chashuv a person, if the girl is a very chashuv a girl, or she's not chashuv at all, In either case, so the boshes is going to be different. Ezu boshes, hakol fi amavayish or misbayish. If the man is an average person, so there's more boshes than if the man. See, if a chash of a person rapes you, so it's not so embarrassing. That's a paradox. Or if a very lowly person rapes you, it's also not so embarrassing. That's what the Rishonim say. An adam chashav shen is bayish. Right. If a very chashav person rapes you, or a very not chashav person rapes you, it's not so embarrassing. only for Beinoni rapes you, it's very embarrassing. And also the Misbayesh. An Adam Chasav that is Nisbayesh has a greater Boshes. If the girl was a greater person, there's a greater Boshes. So it depends, right? When it comes to being raped, so then the Chasav person's rape is worse. Pagam, Rona Sak Ili Shifchan Makaris Bashuk. Kam Haisi Yafa Vachami Yafa. Pagam is the same as Nezek by a regular damage. It's how much she's worth less on the slave market now that she's damaged goods. The Gemara is going to ask, why does anybody care if a slave was raped or not? Why is she going to mop the floors not as well if she's a ba'ula? Why should that have to do with anything? We'll see. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Knas shava b'chalad. Knas doesn't change. It's always 50 shekel. B'chal sheyesh lo kitzim min ha'Torah sham b'chaladim. Every set price from the Torah doesn't change. Says the Gemara. Ve'im ha'chamishim sam rachmana mikol milei. Maybe it's a grand total of 50 shekel. Where do you get this idea that Boshes, Upagam, and Tsar is above and beyond the 50 shekel? Amar Rebbe Zeira. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. Yomru, Baal Bas Malachim Chamishim, Baal Bas Hedyud Chamishim. It's not logical because there's different Boshes. Amar Abaye, Ihachi, Gabi Evid Nami. Kesef, Yomru, Eved, Nokim, Agolius, Shloshim, Eved, Oise, Maise, Machat, Shloshim. We know it's not true by the 30 shekel. My ox kills a slave. It's 30 shekel, whether he's a Nokim, Agolius, he's a diamond cutter, or he's a tailor. No offense to the tailors. Maise, Machat, Shloshim. But yet, you see, it doesn't make a difference. It's 30 shekels. So say the same thing over here. El, Rabbi Zera, it's not the right answer. If one guy had be a shalokadaka, then the next guy had be a kadaka. Yomru bal shlema chamishim, bal beguma chamishim. So it can't be that it's the same thing. Just like we would say, right, if the first guy had be a shalokadaka, and then the second guy. Right, and the second guy would be a kedaka. So they both, and she was a basula for both of them, but she was damaged goods the second time. So we would say that the pagama is the same thing as being pogim a basula? Not going to say the same thing. So it must be boshes and pagama is different. Says the Gemara, no. Amalei abayi, ihachi, gabi evad nami, same thing, yomer, evad bari, shloshim, evad mukashchin, shloshim? Why is it going to be the same thing? So the Gemara says, no, none of these reasons make any sense. It's what we said before. We're going back to the drasha that we had a few days ago. Ela Rabbi Makra, Tachas Asheri, no! The 50 shekels just for the rape. Hani is Tachas Asheri, no, these 50 shekels are enough. Bechlal, the Gemara says, Begam. You see from here that there must be some other chiyuvim also. Rabbi Amar Makra, V'nasneh Shehashocheni Malavi Anarach Mishu Kazim. Hanoas Shechiva is Chamishim. Says the Gemara, "Ve'em alidi da." Who says that these extra chiyuvim go to the father? Maybe it goes to her. Boshes supegam. Amarka binure beisavia kol shvach nure alovia. Any money that comes to the family when she's between 12 and 12 and a half, all goes to the father. Not just knas, but also boshes supegam and sar. Says the Gemara, "Ve'lahad or Rav Huna or Rav." Minayin shemai sar bas lovia. No, you can't use the pasuk binurei beisavia. Because how come we don't learn out that the money that a girl makes between she's 12 and 12 and a half, why do we learn that from binurei beisavia? For that we need a different pasuk. Just like an Omahevriya, Maaseh Yadeya, go to her master. So too, a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half, so Maaseh Yadeya, go to her father. Well, that's by Ketana, right? So why do we need a pasuk? Why don't you just say Binurei Beisavia? Elahiba first, no, you can't learn out. Binurei Beisavia is just telling me that the dad has the rights to be made for his daughter's nedarim. V'chitem anel f'minei. And if you'll say, why can't we learn that from hafaras nedarim? Mamona me yisura lo yalfinan. You can't learn out mamonis from isur and hafaras nedarim is yisurim. V'chitem anel f'miknasa. Maybe you should say we should learn out from the knas. Same thing. Mamona miknasa lo yalfinan. Ella says the Gemara, no. What's my proof that the Boshes goes to the father? Boshes Upagam? El Mistarada Viahave. The boy Masalala Manuval Mukeshchin. Because the father has the rights to marry his daughter off to a Manuval and a Mukeshchin. So what? How's that a raya that his Bosh, that the Boshes Upagam of the goes to the father? See, here we have a Machlokas Harishonim. How do you understand this? So, even the father can marry off to Menuvel Mukeshchin. Now, he's going to get the money for that. The father's going to get the money because the father gets Kesef Kiddushin. Even though she's embarrassed. Right? So, since he gets money, even though he's embarrassing her, he gets the money of the marriage. So, you see that when he embarrasses her, he gets the money for it. So too they made him lose the money, so too, we make the rapist loses the money, the boshes upagam zeh, because people aren't going to come to marry her anymore, and therefore these chayim are shaykh to the father. That's the way some explain the pshat's like this. Who says this pshat? This is Rashi here. Let's take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Ha deiboy masal alakadsha bebia lemenuvel amukeshchin havzaki b'dibikdeshem kashavbia v'kevin the biyado lito mamon lepogba ulevaisha busha zu." He's allowed to get the money of her marriage when he marries her off to a menuvel amukeshchin. Hashta avsede hai depogma. Right, this Menuvel Mukeshchin is going to pay him a lot of money to marry his daughter. Now that she's no longer, she's pugum, right? She's raped. So he loses the ability to marry her off to the Menuvel and the Mukeshchin. People aren't going to want to jump after her anymore. People aren't going to want to marry her because she was raped. So therefore, since he loses that money to Menuvel Mukeshchin, therefore he gets the Boshe Supagam money.
So how do we do what we said yesterday, that if someone is raped and married before they come to court, he still gets paid? Here, the value obviously wasn't lowered because someone married her.
Say again, I don't understand.
So yesterday we said that, if I remember correctly, we said if someone gets raped and gets married before the case comes up, she still gets paid. Right?
If someone gets raped and she gets married before the case comes up,
she still, at least if I remember correctly, you still pay.
Even though she's married.
Even though she's married. So the value, she didn't lose the value. Someone still married her.
So you're asking why there should be no boshes of pagam in that case?
Right. So
there should be no boshes.
After the fact, you know that someone valued her.
So. Hold on. If she gets married, does the father get it or she gets it? She gets it.
So she gets it.
So in this case, the father.
So she's not. You're right. So you're right. The boshes would go to her herself. Maybe you're right. Maybe in that case there would be no boshes. Maybe there wouldn't be no. The boshes belongs to the father. The father gets it. Mar says, so he's losing out. That's the way Rashi understands. The Ritva says the other way. I wouldn't have said that. That's a funny pshat. Rashi says I would have said like the Ritva. The Ritva says very simply, no. If the father can marry off to a Menuvel Mukeshchin, that shows that the father can embarrass her by marrying to a Menuvel Mukeshchin. So you see, he's the bialim of her embarrassment. So if somebody embarrasses her, he gets it. I think that's what the Ritva says. Ritva says, Shemeetze Mashi Yeshlo Yechol Levaisha Lepogma. So you see, he's the bialim on her boshes of Pagana. So I would have said it. Rashi comes up with a whole funny pshat. Now, why does the tsar go to the father? Because since he could marry her off for bia against her will, even though she's going to have the tsar pisa karaglayim, so you see the father is the bialim of her tsar also. So says the Ritva. That's what I want to say, Bishai. Okay, back in the Gemara. Pagam. Pagam, Rona said, Kilu Yishivchan of Mekaris Mashuk. Hechi Shamir Allah. How do we evaluate this? Amr Vodishmol, Omdin Kamadam Rotsa Litain, Bein Shivra Basula, Shivra Bu'ulo, Lishamsho. You're going to hire a lady to clean your house. So how much is the difference you pay for a girl who's a Basula to clean your house or a girl who's a Bu'ula? Ask the Gemara, what in the world is making a difference? She could clean the house just as good. Just as well. My English teacher would have told me. Hechi Shamir Allah. Says Gemara, Shivcha Ba'ula Lishamsho, my Nafka Lamina. What does he care that she's a ba'ula when she's cleaning the house? Ella, no, that's not the pshat. Bein shivcha ba'ula l'shivcha she'ena ba'ula l'hasiya la'avdo. No. Because your shivcha k'nainis, that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about your daughter who's not a k'nainis. But your shivcha k'nainis can marry your eved ivri. Or you're right, your Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenainis. So how much would your Eved pay to be able to be married to a Basula as opposed to a Ba'ula? The difference. Says the Gemara, who cares about your Eved? Ula Avdo Mainaf Kolamina, what do you care why does it bother you whether your Eved Ivri wants a Shivcha Kenainis or a Basula or Ba'ula? Says Umar, but Eved Shiyus L'Rabba Koras Ruchim. No, it means your Eved Ivri. It means your Eved Ivri who you like. He does good work for you, so you want to keep him happy. So you want to make sure that he gets to marry a Basula and not a Ba'ula. Okay, new Mishnah, last Mishnah of the day. Says the Mishnah, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher Ein Knas. Kol Makom Sheyesh Knas Ein Mecher. So if she's under 12, you could sell her. So there's no kanas. This is Shitas Rabbi Meir. Ein kanas, she's already 12. I'm sorry. She's a katana. So ein kanas. I'm sorry. Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein kanas. When you can sell her, she's a katana, there's no kanas. Kol makom sheyesh kanas, after 12, ein mecher, you can't sell her anymore. Katana, yesh la mecher ein la kanas. Nara, yesh la kanas ein la mecher. This is all the opinion of Rav Meir. A Bulgaris, ain la lo mecher velo knas. A Bulgaris, once she's 12 and a half, then you have neither. You can't sell her anymore, and there's no knas of the 50 shekel. Amir min Rav, zudiv Rabbi Meir, a chacham omim yesh la knas b'mokom mecher. There is knas when she's a ketana. The sanya, even though you could sell her there also, the sanya, ketana mi bas yom echad bat shavish tesaros, yesh lo mecher ve'in la knas. Once she's one day old, you could sell her. Ve'ein la knas. But there's no knas. Mishetavish teisaras v'achin debugger. Yesh la knas ve'ein la mecher. 12 to 12 and a half. She has a knas, but you can't sell her with the Rav Meir. Shari Rav Meir Omer. Kom ha'chem sheish mecher. Ein knas ha'mon sheish knas ein mecher. V'chom omerim. Ketan v'bas shol ashon of your mecher. Right? It's got to be 3 years old for knas. Because if it's less than three, her besulim are gonna grow back. So... Katana mi bas shalosh shon yom echad va'ad shetibagar till 12 and a half yesh la knas. Says Mark, knas in mecher. Oh, no, ema af knas moko mecher. Meaning, even when she's a katana, so she has knas, even though she can be sold. Amar v'chista my time at the Rav Meir. Amar kra v'lo siya l'isha siya is havaya b'mahava atzma kosim b'daber. A nara, it's a girl who can marry herself off. V'lo siya le'isha, lashon havaya, b'mahava atzmo. Only a nara who can marry herself off has a knas, but a ketana who can't marry herself off doesn't have a knas. V'rabbanam reish lakash amakra, na'ara without a hay, afilu ketana b'mashma. When the Torah says nara without a hay, it means to include even a ketana. Says the Gemara, really? Says the Gemara, Shamar Rav Papa read Rav Chanan mi Bei Kluchis. That's where he lived. He heard this teaching, the words of Reish Lakish, that Nara without a hay means even a ketan. Ozal Amra Kamei the Rav Shimi Barashi. He said it in front of Shimi Barashi. Amalei Atuna Hamas Nisula. You learn it, the words of Reish Lakish over here by rape. Anan hamasin la. I learned it somewhere else. Amar Rish Lakish hamotzi shem ra al ktana. If a man marries a ktana and has relations with her and says she wasn't a basula, and he brings Aden, Pater, since she's a, and then it turns out that really he was lying. So usually he has to pay 50 shekel to the girl's father. Pater, if she's a ketana, you don't pay. Shneimar v'nosnu lavi ha-na'ara. Na'ara mole dibra ha-kosav. There it says na'ara with a hay. So therefore it's only a na'ara. So you see from there that if she's not a na'ara, if the Torah writes na'ara without a hay, then it's even a ketana. Maska v'ada barava, time of the kosav rachmana, na'ara with a hay, to exclude the 50 shekel. Halav hachi. But if it would have written now without a hey, have me feel katana, then you even pay 50 shekel for her being motzi shemra on a katana to her father. I voksiv vimemes hayad davar hazeh lo nim tsubasulim lan ha'ro without a hey, votzi yos han ha'ro without a hey, el pesa beis havi uskalua uktana la bas unchini. What do you mean? It says in that whole parsha over there by Motzi Shemra, Na'ara without a hay. And it says that if it was really true that she had cheated on him, we're going to stone her. She's a Na'ara Amarasa. But if you tell me Na'ara without a hay means even a Ketana, we're not going to stone a Ketana. She's Labas Onshin. Answers the Gemara. You're right. Ella Kan Na'ara. You're right. Rish Lakish is not saying that the source, that the din of Motzi Shemra was not said by a ketana. He's not bringing this. Ella, the opposite. That we're medayik. Kan is Na'ara. Kan by Motzi Shemra, who is Mizane, the Torah writes Na'ara fully. Because here it's not including a ketana. Here it's not. Here the Torah writes Na'ara mole. Right. This is the only place in all of the Torah that it writes the word Na'ara mole over here. So it's coming to teach me by Motzi Shemra. It says the word Na'ara mole in that one place, that first place, right? Where's the first place? Right. It says, "Vanchu osam meyakesef vanchu osam meyakesef." Right. If he's lying, if the husband is lying, so it says vanchu. That's the only place. Vanchu osam meyakesef vanosal aviyah na'ara. This is the only place in the whole Torah where it has na'ara with a hay. So this is the only place that has na'ara with a hay. Hakol makom shnevar na'ara. So everywhere else, like by rape, where it says Na'ara without a hay, afilu ketana b'mashma. There, it's coming to include even a ketana. But here, you're right. It's only talking about a Na'ara who is between 12 and 12 and a half. Right. What it doesn't say in our Gemara, according to our mayor, if you're telling me that that. Right, so according to Chachamim, right? According to Chachamim, that it says Na'ara with a hay over here by Motzi Shema. It's coming to teach me everywhere else, like by rape, where it says Na'ara without a hay, it means even a ketana. But what the Gemara doesn't explain is, the Gemara doesn't say that according to a mayor who includes ketana by Ona Sumafate, why in B'chol HaTorah Kol does it say Na'ara Chaser except for this one time? According to Chachamim, we understand why he says Na'ara only over here, because over here it's coming to include even a ketana. According to Chachamim, but according to everybody else, why does it say Na'ara? Hey, doesn't explain. So the Rishonim talk about that. Chizkuni as a pshat, and also via Na'ara kulam chaseim chutz mizeh ki oz ki shlema. Kimotze Shalom. Oh, because they were lying. So that's why it's Shalem over here. The Cheskuni says the reason why it's only Shalem, only time in the whole Torah it says Na'arei Dehei, is here where we're proving the husband to be a liar. Because we're keeping the marriage intact. We're having the Shlemus. We're saying that the husband was lying. Maybe that won't keep the marriage intact, actually. But we're saying that she didn't cheat on him. So they're allowed to stay married. They're allowed to stay married. That's why here's the only place that has Na'arei Dehei. Because we're proving that we're keeping the marriage whole. Okay, my boys, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.